Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse, of course, and Valerie. It's 11:37. Are computer games addictive? Tonight, the BBC Current Affairs series Panorama is looking at the games industry and promises to lift the lid on the industry's hidden psychological methods, as well as showing us how children around the world incorporate gaming into their lives. Julia Hardy is the presenter of the popular gaming TV show Game Face, and she joins us now. Julia, lovely to have you on the show. Good morning to you.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm perplexed, though. The industry doesn't officially recognise it, but there are game addicts, aren't there?
Oh, I'm sure there are, in the same way that people are addicted to a lot of different things, such as, you know, watching TV for hours on end can be an addictive thing. I think it's just, it's one of the many things, really, is that because gaming is new, it's kind of like pick on the new guy, whereas kind of like TV and film is a little bit off the hook now. Gaming, it's because kids basically spend a lot of time gaming in their rooms, and I think that what that really comes down to a lot of the time is more perhaps to do with the parents than the kids, because kids will push boundaries, and of course it's then rely on the parents to kind of deal with that, basically, as opposed to the children themselves or the gaming industry being responsible.
What do you think parents should do if they are at all worried that their child has gone overboard with the amount of gaming that's going on?
Well, I think there certainly needs to be a degree of control. It's like with anything, if your kid wanted to sit at home and watch, you know, 8 hours of TV, you'd say no, because that's not a way to live your life. Like gaming and TV and all of these things are all part of life. They can't be the whole of life. And it's up to parents to sort of, you know, they have the control. They can take that Xbox away and say, look, you're going to be playing maybe an hour a day is okay, maybe just on the weekends once you've done your homework. That's up to them to basically control. But also, if their child, is very much into gaming and that's all they want to do, there are plenty of ways and plenty of games out there that are family centric. I mean, I spent a really lovely evening the other night with my three godchildren, who are all different ages, playing Kinect, and it's a great experience. I think it's a lot more entertaining and bonding than, say, just sitting at home and watching EastEnders or something like that. It's a nice, lovely, great family experience.
And gaming isn't new. I mean, when I was growing up, and you'll laugh because I'm sure you're younger than me, but it was Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and Space Invaders and Asteroids. And look, I can still remember all the names, and I get a frisson of excitement when I think about playing Asteroids with the oh God, it was brilliant. Absolutely loved it. But they were there then. But I mean, What has changed? What's different about gaming? Is it because you can do it so much more in the home now rather than down the arcade?
Yeah. I think what the concern is that people, like, there are a lot of parents out there who are fairly ill-informed about games. Now, there was there was a debate on the Alan Titchmarsh show about this. And again, it's a similar sort of point where they don't seem to realise that games have ratings. Yes, there are very graphic, violent games out there. They're a very, very small percentage of the games that are out there. But, you know, if a child is given an 18-rated game, doesn't that say more about the parenting than the games industry? I mean, they're meant for adults. It's adult entertainment. You shouldn't be giving a kid Call of Duty as a game. It's an 18-rated game. I think that's what the problem is. Parents still seem to think that because Space Raiders and Pac-Man was all very fun and very friendly and it was just little blobs moving around on the screen, that it's still, all video games should be for children, and they're not. They're not for children. That's why they have ratings, and parents need to realise that. So instead of scaring parents and making gaming to be bad all round, they need to educate parents about what the game ratings are about and how to sensibly do that.
Before you go, just a final thought on how long is reasonable. I mean, I guess you do this for a living, so it's crazy for me to say to you, how long do you spend doing it? You probably spend most of the day doing it because it's part of your job.
I think it really comes down to balance, doesn't it? You know, it depends. Every individual is very, very different. And I think as long as you're balancing the time spent inside, you know, watching TV or watching movies or playing video games, and then saying, okay, you've been, you know, I remember my mum certainly turning off the TV and going, you've been watching that too long, come on, go outside. And balancing that out with other things to do outside of that. You just need to have balance, really. And, you know, just not spending, anyone who spends 8 hours indoors watching a TV screen is probably going to be a bit weird. Let's face it. You know, it's not a good thing. You're supposed to have sunlight, fresh air and exercise. So as long as you balance that in, it's like eat junk food. If a kid wants to eat junk food all the time, you don't let them. You say you can have it sometimes. It's the same thing with gaming. You just need to, everything in small but moderate doses as part of a healthy lifestyle.
Julia, thank you for being with us today. Really nice to talk to you. Julia Hardy, who is the presenter of the TV show Game Face. We've been asking today whether we are denying...